In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. In the gospel appointed for today, we encounter another miracle of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's good to note that all the miracles of Jesus were spectacular. We remember especially the raising of people from the dead. We hear about different ones in the different gospels, but this is the only one, other than the resurrection of Jesus, that all the four gospels tell us about. It must have been very truly inspiring and impressive. And when we look at the gospel for today, the feeding of the hungry people, we see a connection here. We see an obvious connection of this miracle with Holy Communion, or Eucharist, or Mass. We see a hint of this as Jesus took the loaves, and in taking the loaves, he gave thanks, and after giving thanks, he distributed. You see that connection with the Eucharist. Isn't that what we do here Sunday after? We take the bread, we pray over it, give thanks, and then we distribute. The Greek verb for gave thanks is Eucharisto. Eucharisto. And you might notice too, my friends, that after the people got the bread, after they were fed, very little is made mention about the fish. Very little. All the focus from now on is on the loaves of bread. I could point to you, dear friends, probably a dozen different thoughts from today's gospel that would merit our reflection. But today I will restrict myself to just two points. As we hear the account, we might notice what could be a small miracle within a larger one. The small miracle that I'm thinking of is the act of generosity. The act of generosity on the part of the little boy. That little boy had just a few barley loaves. And barley loaves, as we know, was the food of the poor. Barley was the bread of the poor. And when this little boy was called upon to give up his lunch, his little basket, the little boy could have said to himself, I can't really help anyone because I have only this. I will just keep it to myself. The boy could have said that. But isn't it amazing that the little boy didn't think that way? He was willing to offer what he had to feed the people. And after that, a miracle came. Jesus fed everyone with his small offering of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. What's the message for us today? Perhaps Jesus asks us at times to give him, think about it, something that seems small and insignificant. God is asking us always to give him something. You know, it's amazing that on Thursday, when I spent Thanksgiving with some hometown friends in Maryland, and we gathered, there were some there who came up with all sorts of reasons why they can't go to church because of this or that. It's too far. I don't have the time. That sort of thing. And one mentioned, churches today, you don't get the feel. That's why people start to stay away. You see, we think only of ourselves, feeling. Isn't that amazing? We think of feeling and not faith. And all God is asking us to do is to give him just an extra 5 or 10 minutes a day in prayer. Just to give to him. It's not about us. It's to give to him. It's not about how I feel. I may not feel to worship today. I may not feel to go to church today. But when I feel that way, it is an indication that something is wrong with me. I am called not about how I feel, but I'm called to give how I feel to him. Many times we hear, I am overwhelmed with so much to do that we never get around spending time to do this or do that for God. We do nothing because we are overwhelmed. Or maybe he asked us to give a little of our talent, whatever our talent may be. The Lord, no matter how small it may be, will work miracles. Miracles were worked 2,000 years ago. Miracles continue today. Only if we are willing to trust him. He will multiply whatever we give to him. And my second point is this. If we should read further in that gospel, that same gospel today, but further down, at the conclusion of the gospel, we hear that the people were so impressed that they wanted to make Jesus king. Look at what he has done. We will make him king. And Jesus saw right through that. They wanted somebody who would take care of them, not just providing them free meals, but someone who would give them back their own nation, their own government. Remember, the Jews were so tired of Roman oppression, and they figured that Jesus could get enough of a following to revolt. Wanting to have free lunch or even their own independence wasn't all bad, but Jesus was at a different place than where they were at. Jesus's intentions were much more wonderful than the people could ever imagine. Jesus came to feed his people with spiritual food. Food that would sustain them, not for one day, not for a lifetime, but food that would sustain them for eternity. The food that you and I have here is to sustain us not today only, but to sustain us for eternity. Jesus wanted to set them free, not so much from the Romans, but from every other power that seeks to oppress and destroy us. We have so many powers that oppress us and destroy us. Some of these powers that oppress and destroy us today are death, sickness, hatred, prejudice, injustice. These oppress us. These destroy us. They were hungry for what they imagined they needed, rather than being hungry for what God knew they needed. God and Jesus withdrew from them, but only for a short time. It ended up, as we will hear in the lessons for the coming weeks, that Christ withdrew so that he could find strength. And it still happens today, dear friends. God may temporarily seem to withdraw from us because he doesn't do what we want. We want God to do this and to do that. We are telling God what we want. And we continue to withdraw from him because we don't get what he desires to give us. One last thought. The Eucharist. This is the way that our Lord Jesus Christ chose to continue feeding his people. Feeding his people with miraculous food. The Eucharist that we partake in Sunday after Sunday is still regarded as a mystery. He gives to us this food, his own flesh and blood. And we hear him say over and over, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in you. Simple words, yet profound. So we gather here together in faith, and not only in faith, but we gather in obedience. Obedience to his words at the Last Supper. Those words, take this and eat it. Take this and drink. Do this in memory of me. May we, dear friends, experience his presence with us now as he feeds us in a miraculous way with his own body and his own blood. Amen.